So this is the home that I grew up in. 2619 Claremont, Denver, Colorado, 80207. My parents bought this house right before they got married, and they moved in right after their honeymoon. And they've lived in this house ever since. This is the home I lived in from the time I was born to when I moved out at 18 years old and went to college. And this is home not only because it was the place where I lived during my childhood, but it's also home because it's a place where I come from, a place of belonging, a place where my identity was formed and rooted. But for me, home doesn't only look like my front door when I come in. It also looks a little bit like this. A little bit strange. These are the trees. If you lay on the front lawn of my house and you look up at the sky, this is what it looks like when you look up. You see these trees. And so I know when I look up and I see these trees, these are the trees of my childhood. This is home in another way. I know what every single branch looks like. And I know what every single twig looks like. This is what home looks like. Well, after I went to college at 18 years old, I started to move around a lot. I went to college at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. And there I lived in Foss Hall, Flieger Hall, Tingelstad Hall, and in a home with eight other girls. I studied abroad in Ecuador. I spent a summer at Sugar Creek Bible Camp in Wisconsin. And then once I graduated from college, I went to seminary for 1 year at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Spent a summer at Sky Ranch Lutheran Camp. And then went to Princeton Seminary in Princeton, New Jersey. At one point in my life there, I moved every year to a new place, and in 4 years, I had lived in all four time zones in the continental U.S. In the midst of all those many, many moves that I made, though, there was still one place that I called home. 2619 Claremont. My family was there. My sense of belonging was there. My identity was rooted there. That was where my home was. The rest were just places that I lived. Once I graduated from seminary, Pastor Joel and I moved into the parsonage right next door to St. Bartholomew Lutheran Church in Trenton, New Jersey. Now, one day, after living in the parsonage for about 3 years, I came in the door and I said to Pastor Joel, "Guess what? Our home is in New Jersey." Now, Joel looked at me a little bit strange, like maybe I'd got hit on the head or had a little too much drink before I had come home, because we had been there for 3 years. So he looked a bit confused at me, and I said, no, you don't understand. Our home is in New Jersey. For the first time in my life, my home was in a new place. My home was with Joel in the parsonage next to St. Bart's in Trenton, New Jersey. My identity, my sense of self, my place of belonging had changed. And my home was in New Jersey. So much of our identity is tied up in where our home is. Home, a place where we find a sense of belonging and welcome. It's more than just a place where we live. It's somewhere where we find comfort and peace. And yet the challenge in our world today is that many times we find ourselves homeless. Maybe not literally homeless, meaning sleeping on the streets, but homeless, meaning without a place to belong. Not a home anymore. This happens in our lives for a whole variety of reasons that suddenly we find ourselves displaced. We might be living in the same building the same home that we've always lived in or lived in for a long time. But maybe our spouse has died or a divorce has happened or a relationship ends. Maybe the kids move out. But for whatever reason, suddenly it doesn't feel like home anymore. Maybe we have to move to a new place because of a job. And so everything's different. We don't know where to go grocery shopping, get our hair cut, where the good doctors are. It's all strange. Maybe we've lost our homes because of natural disasters or had to move out of our home because we couldn't afford to stay there anymore. Maybe we've had to move out of our home because we're getting older and it's not safe to live in our home alone anymore. Maybe it's because we're growing up and leaving home, and so we move out on our own into a new place. But it still doesn't feel like home. Or maybe we want to move out of the house, but we can't afford to move out of the house, and so we're still living in the house, but it just doesn't feel like home anymore because we really wish that we weren't living home with mom and dad still. We may be struggling to figure out where our home should even be. Should we stay where we're living, close to all our connections and friends, or should we move closer to family, maybe closer to our parents who are aging and need help, or maybe closer to our kids or grandkids? For whatever reason, there are many times in our lives when we find ourselves displaced, and home is not home anymore. This is the place that Ruth and Naomi find themselves in our story today. It starts out with Naomi, who leaves her home in Bethlehem because there is no food. She cannot stay in the home that she knows and loves because she will die of starvation if she stays there. And so she is forced to move into a strange land. She moves with her husband and her two sons to the land of Moab. And Moab definitely doesn't feel like home to them. But they begin to settle in. And while they're settling in and trying to make a new home in Moab, Naomi's husband dies. Her two sons begin to settle in even more, and they get married to Moabite women, to Ruth and Orpah. And then 10 years later, her two sons die as well. And so suddenly everything that roots Naomi is gone. She's living in a strange land with no husband and no children. All her family's gone. No other relations are around. And she has a place to live. Maybe a place that even began to feel like home, but it doesn't feel like home anymore. Her identity and place of belonging is gone. And this is true not only for Naomi, but for her daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah as well, because their husbands have died. Now, they're still living in their homeland of Moab, but they've also lost their identity as a wife. Once their husbands die, their home may no longer feel like home anymore without their husbands there with them. Just a place to live. And so Ruth and Naomi and Orpah all find themselves displaced without a place to call home. They have a place to live, but it doesn't feel like home to them. And so Naomi tells her daughter-in-laws, she tells Ruth and Orpah, to go back to their mother's home, to go back to their old identity, go back to their old homes where they came from before they were married. And Naomi, for her part, is going to return to her former home of Bethlehem as well. She's heard that there's food in the land, and so she is going to go back to Bethlehem and start again. Orpah listens to what her mother-in-law says, and she returns back to her mother's home. But Ruth refuses to leave Naomi, and she makes this promise to Naomi. She says, "Please don't tell me to leave you and return home. I will go where you go. I will live where you live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. I will die where you die and be buried beside you. May the Lord punish me if we are ever separated, even by death." It's quite a promise. And then you see these strange kind of like, they're letters, you don't know their letters, but these are Hebrew letters. Hebrew letters, and this is the Hebrew word, it's a rather strange word, it's a word called hesed. This word hesed is, it's a difficult word to translate into English. It's a word that means kindness or mercy, loving kindness, loyalty, steadfast love. Maybe loyal love is the best translation for this word hesed, but it's a love that clings and doesn't let go. It's a word that's often used to describe God's love for God's people, that God clings to God's people and doesn't let go. God has loyal, steadfast love for God's people. And this love, this hesed, is what Ruth embodies for Naomi. Ruth clings to Naomi. Clings to Naomi, holding her tight when she cannot hold herself. And she makes these promises that we're all memorizing as our scripture verse for this month. Promises, where you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. Your people, my people. It's quite a promise to make. And actually, it's many times a promise that is made at weddings. Sometimes people will use these as their wedding vows, these promises from Ruth. Or you might hear the song of Ruth sung at weddings. But this is the clinging. They're clinging together. It's kind of a clinging, often as husband and wife cling together. But instead, it's Ruth clinging to Naomi and holding her fast, promising her that Naomi's home will become Ruth's home, and Naomi's God will be Ruth's God, and Naomi's people, they're going to be Ruth's people. Ruth is binding her identity to Naomi's. This loyal love that she has for her mother-in-law, this hesed love. And the interesting thing about hesed, about this steadfast love, is that it's not so much a feeling you have or a mood that you're in, but really hesed is something that you do for another person. It's love in action. This hesed love is what Ruth has for Naomi as they return back to Naomi's old home of Bethlehem. When Naomi returns to her former home of Bethlehem, it still doesn't feel like home. Naomi comes back to Bethlehem without husband or children, and she feels empty inside. And as the story continues, and it's a great story that I encourage all of you to read, just as Kathy Anderson encouraged the kids to read, this is a great story to hear the whole rest of the story of Ruth and Naomi. You really see the power of this hesed love that Ruth has for her mother-in-law. This loyal, steadfast love in action of Ruth. And it's because of this love in action that eventually Naomi comes back home again. Comes to a sense of belonging and identity again. One of the fascinating aspects, though, of this whole story is that we never see God acting explicitly in the story. Instead, what we see is that God is acting through this foreigner, Ruth. God is bringing God's steadfast love to Naomi through Ruth, through Ruth's commitment, through Ruth's hesed, through Ruth's loyal love. God is living out God's loyal love for Naomi. It's really love in action, empowered by God, that brings Naomi home again. God is at the center of the story, even though God is not the primary actor. God working through Ruth. And God works in our lives as well. God's hesed creates home for us when we have no home. God's steadfast, loyal love creates home for us in those times of displacement. Home is where we find identity and belonging. And in the Lord, we belong. We belong to the Lord. We have an identity in the Lord, that we are named and claimed as children of God. This is who we are, our primary identity. In the Lord, we are fully known and fully loved. And so our home is in the Lord. And so we belong. We belong to the Lord, and we also belong to the people of God, regardless of where we live. And there are lots of different ways that we try and identify ourselves in our lives as we think about who we are. Maybe we think about ourselves through our relationships. For me, I'm a wife and a mother and a daughter and a sister. Or maybe our jobs, I'm a pastor, or where we're from. I'm from 2619 Claremont, Denver, Colorado, 80207. But our ultimate identity is in the Lord. I'm a child of God. And it's the Lord's steadfast, loyal love, the Lord's hesed for you and me, that holds us fast and gives us our ultimate identity. Hesed is truly God's love that will not let you go. Sometimes we are called to embody this hesed for another, to embody this loyal, steadfast love for those who find themselves without a home, just as Ruth embodied this for Naomi. This love in action for others who find themselves displaced for whatever reason. Maybe because they're literally homeless. Maybe because they've lost their homes because of natural disaster. For those who have lost their sense of identity because of a loss of a job or because of a relationship change or the loss of a loved one. We as a household of God are called to live out God's love in action, this loyal, steadfast, hesed love for each other and for the other. Because God works hesed in our lives, in times of transition and displacement, in those times where we don't know what address to write on the envelope, God clings to us and holds us and says to you and to me, you are named and you are claimed and you are mine. You are part of the family and the household of God. You have a home in the Lord because God's love will not let you go. Truly, love in action. Amen.